This is the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. It's Thursday evening, August 13th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Jost continues to deliver strong revenue and profitability growth in the second quarter of 2026. Jost reports strong revenue growth of 13% to URA 440.2 million in quarter 2 2026, with adjusted EBIT increasing by 19% to URA 43.9 million. Group earnings more than doubled to URA 15.9 million. Free cash flow rose significantly to URA plus 17.3 million. Efficient capital allocation led to an improved ROC of 16.3% and leverage ratio of 1.81x. Outlook for 2026 confirmed, with expected revenue growth in the single-digit percentage range.
USA-made retatrutide and tirzepatide peptides hit 99% or above. PX1 Research has released new batches of retatrutide research peptides and tirzepatide research peptides, reaching purity levels of 99% or above. Manufactured in the USA under cGMP standards, these peptides undergo rigorous HPLC batch verification. The 7-stage testing protocol ensures quality and purity, supported by certificates of analysis for each batch. Researchers can now access these peptides through PX1 Researcher's catalog for their metabolic and endocrine studies. Global drug makers earmark billions to ramp up their U.S. footprint. Global drug makers are investing billions to expand their presence in the United States, aiming to avoid potential tariffs on drug imports. Investments totaling around $500 billion are in progress or planned. Companies like Amgen, AbbVie, and Gilead Sciences are among those boosting their U.S. investments. The impact of these moves on the healthcare sector, including companies like Aceva Health, remains a key question.
Copper market tightens as U.S.-China jostle for available supplies. Copper's significance in construction, manufacturing, electronics, and energy infrastructure is driving a global scramble for supplies. With the rise of electric vehicles and clean energy projects, demand for copper is soaring. Companies like New Pacific Metals Corp. are well positioned in this competitive market. For more insights on the mining industry, visit miningnewswire.com.
Regenthus Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American. RGNT builds a manufacturing and intellectual property powerhouse for the global cartilage repair market. Regenthus Biomaterials Limited strengthens its global footprint in the cartilage repair market with a new Japanese patent allowance for its Gelrin C manufacturing process. This milestone enhances protection and scalability, crucial for meeting the rising demand for off-the-shelf cartilage products. Regenthus continues to make strides in European commercialization and U.S. South trial enrollment, addressing the unmet needs in joint disease treatment.
Love, 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 roadmap. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.